Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Melachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Es Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeichar Find Reziva Gahagon Bikarav Mamish. Now the previous Mishnah taught us a rule regarding Karbonos or parts of Karbonos that were pasul but were put on the Mizbeach anyway, and how the Mizbeach is Mekadesh them, it sanctifies them, and we don't take them off of the Mizbeach, even though L'chatchilo they were not supposed to have been brought up there. Once they're on the top of the Mizbeach, they're sanctified and they're not allowed to be brought down. So the question is, what type of psulim are we referring to that it's pasul and it shouldn't have been brought up? And that's what Mishnah Beis tells us. These are the things we're referring to that if they were brought up, they're not going to be taken down. It's these psulim. Number one, halon. If the parts of the karbon stayed overnight and they're really not allowed to be brought on the mizbeach, but he did it anyway, or vatameh, they became tameh, vahayotze, or if it was brought out of the azara, vanishchat chotlizmanoi, or if it was shechted with intention that it's going to be brought chotlizman, or if a chotlum kaimai, it was shechted, or one of the vites was done with intention of chotlum kaimai, or if it was a kiblu psulim, if a apostle person had caught the blood, or if a zarku is damai, if a apostle person sprinkled the blood. These are all psulim that the things are not allowed to be brought on top of the mizbeach, but if they were, we're not going to take them down. Now Rabbi Huda says, Shenishchat HaBalayla, if it was shechted at night, or Shenishbach Dama, if the blood had spilled out and wasn't sprinkled on the mizbeach, or Vishyatsu Dama Chosel Klayim, if the blood was taken outside of where it's allowed to be, Im also, if it was brought up on the mizbeach, Teirid, it's brought down. Now Rabbi Shimon says, Loi Teirid, it's not brought down. Why is that? Shai Rabbi Shimon says, and here's a very key din, Kol Shepsula BaKodesh, HaKodesh Mekabloi. Loi HaPsula BaKodesh, Ein HaKodesh Mekabloi. If his psul was in the Kodesh, then the Kodesh accepts it. If not, then not. Which means, if when the animal was brought to the Azara, that's what we mean by Bakoidesh. It was inside the Kodesh, and only then it became possible. Only then something happened to it that told us that we're not allowed to continue being makrav it. Then the Kodesh is makabalit, and if it was brought in the Mizbeach, it's not going to be taken down. It's only if its psul was not in the Kodesh, which means it was already possul before it was brought in the Azara. Then, if for whatever reason it was brought in the Azara and put in the Mizbeach, doesn't make a difference, we take it down. And all these things, Rabbi Yehuda just mentioned, that the blood spilled out, or it's shechted at night, or his blood was taken outside the Klaim, these are all things that the psul happened only once the karbon was brought into the Azara, and therefore, Rav Shimon says, nope, that we're going to leave it up on top of the Mizbeach. Now, moving on to Mishnah Gimel, is really just a continuation. Elu loy hayu psulin b'kodesh, the following things, it's considered that the psul is not in the kodesh, meaning they were psul before being brought into the Azara. Harveya v'nirba, if an animal had relations with a person, or if a person had relations with this animal, v'amukta, if it was designated for service of Azara, v'nevad, if it was actually served as an Azara, v'ha'esnan, it was given as payment to a Zaina for her services, v'amechir, if it was exchanged for a dog, v'akalayim, if this animal is a result of a forbidden mating in between two different animals, v'hatrefa, or if it has a psul that tells us that it's not going to live out the year, that's called a trefa, v'yotze daifen, or if it was born a C-section, they had to do surgery to take it out of the mother, or bali mumin, if the animal is a bal mum, all these are considered psulim, they're already outside the kodesh, and therefore, even if for whatever reason they're brought in, and they're shechted, and it's brought on top of the mizbeach, we take it right down. Now, Rabbi Kiva machshir bal mumin. Rabbi Kiva is machshir with a bal mum that once it's brought on the mizbeach, we don't take it down. Or as Chananya Sgana Kehanim Omer, or Chananya Sgana Kehanim says, Doicha haya abes bal mumin me'algam mizbeach. My father used to push away bal mumin from the mizbeach, which means that bifar hasya, in the open, if a bal mum was put up on the mizbeach, we don't just take it down. However, he was doicha it. He found some sort of roundabout way to be able to get the meat of the bal mum off of the mizbeach. Again, it wasn't done in the open bifar hasya so everyone could see, oh look, we're taking a bal mum off of the mizbeach, but he still did make sure that it was taken off and he didn't leave it there. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Shadal and Hay continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.